FM. Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 30, Pretoria 32, Tzaneen and Emela Hleni 28 grade.
On the roads, Edenvale R24 West, you got queuing traffic at the N12 merge and roadworks, Central Joburg M2 westbound restrictions and queuing traffic towards the Crown.
Die man wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hy Matle Samani vermoor het, beweer hy is agter tralies aangeraan. Die 24-jarige Mosambiekse burger wat verlede woensdag in hegtenis geneem is, het vlugtig in die Protea Landroshof verskyn op aanklagte van ontvoering, verkrachting en moord. Die 6-jarige dogtertjie se liggaam is 2 weke gelede na haar huis in Soweto gevind. Die beskuldigde se prokureur, Nema Gavani Zugwa, het die beserings beskryf.
Your Worship, before he could put on the jacket, as I went for consultation, Your Worship, I noticed injuries on his hands and on his body, Your Worship, and even the paramedics, they were here, Your Worship, this morning to attend to him, Your Worship. Maybe he can show the court the injuries that he sustained.
Die nasionale vervolgingsgesag sê omstandighede wat 'n invloed gehad het op die saak teen die voormalige minister van sport, Zizi Kodwa, en die voormalige direkteur van EOH, Jean McKay, het verander. Die twee het vanoggend vlugtig in die hof verskyn. Kodwa en McKay is in Junie in hegtenis geneem oor 'n beweerde omkoopgeld van 1.6 miljoen rand.
We don't look at the individuals that are implicated in the matters, but we are rather informed by the facts contained in the docket. We have an obligation to ensure that we prosecute when there are allegations with prospects of a successful prosecution.
Dit dan NVG woordvoerder Pindium John Dwane. President Ramaphosa het vandag regter Margaret Victor vir die volgende 3 jaar aangestel as president van die spesiale tribunaal. Hy het ook 5 bykomende regters aangestel. Die presidentsie sê die spesiale tribunaal het 'n mandaat om staatsfondse terug te kry wat deur korrupsie, bedrog en die onwettige vloei van geld uit die staatskas gesteel word. Die dodetal na swaar reën en haalstorms wat kitsvloede in Spanje veroorsaak het, het tot 158 gestyg. Dis die dodelikste oorstromings in die land se moderne geskiedenis. En die Withuis het Noord-Korea veroordeel nadat hy 'n lang afstand missiel afgevuur het. Noord-Korea het gisteroggend 'n nuwe missiel, die Hwasong 19, getoets. Die toets volg nadat Noord-Korea blykbaar sy kernproduksie pogings verskerp het. Ek is Chanel September, ek is terug om 1 uur met meer nuus in Engels.
Are you sure? Because we've got like a minute left on this backtrack here, you know. What is it, a slow news day today?
Never.
Or what? You know, we've been concentrating. Okay, so my colleague has left the faders open next door. Just bear with. Thank you. Thanks. That'll be handy. Turn it off. Thank you. Alrighty. Your faders are on. Get to the bottom of that. I apologize for that technical thingy. So slow news day, but a fast tech day for a Friday. We've been talking so much about the matrix, you know, I mean, like maths paper one today and religious studies. We haven't mentioned the varsity students once. Oh boy, I feel bad. And especially when you hear things like the University of Limpopo postponing exams amid a water crisis.